After some back and forth, Democrats joined Republicans in approving a GOP plan to use money from a federal settlement with drug manufacturers. But they did not see eye to eye on what to do about $125 million for PFAS. That money was part of the state budget signed last year, but Governor Tony Evers vetoed a GOP bill spending it last month. Representative Tip McGuire, a Democrat from Kenosha, said the money could still be released.
The governor had signaled his disagreement with key provisions of the bill and identified what he'd like to see, and they didn't provide him a bill that did that. They can still release this money.
Republicans argue the governor is playing political games. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.